The forest ground is strewn with leaves, and their rustling as you move tends to mute out other sounds, at least the subtle ones, the cry of birdsong and distant rustling of larger creatures moving through the underbrush is still audible here. You are aware of the corrupted nature of this place, but now and then, appreciating the natural beauty is still possible. After all, growth and life happen, even in the presence of otherworldly corruption. And some of those corruptions, fractured, alien, eldritch though they may be, are intriguing in their own way. The natural world also has its own ways of fighting back, its own ways of propagating purity, of turning plant and insect and creature into a crucible for filtering out corruption, leaving something pure, something gorgeous to behold. You wander, slow, methodical, making your way through the woods, finding your way forward. You pause and listen. There is something other than birdsong, still audible above the rustle of the leaves blowing around. A faint vibration. Ah, that's why you can hear it. It's not sound so much as a pervasive vibration, filling the air, filtering into your awareness. You have to see where it comes from. It's coming from very slightly off the path, but the trick is, you can see where there's a well-worn trail moving off the main dirt path. Some bushes have been pushed aside, underbrush moved. That means you're technically still staying on the path, right? You turn to the left and begin to walk off of the main route and towards somewhere and something else, and that vibration filling the air, filling your mind. Sounds quite pleasant, really. Just a buzz, buzz, buzz. There's some melody under it. Hard to tell what. Like marching or a jaunty, upbeat, energetic tune. The buzzing and buzzing. You find yourself swaying to its beat as you walk along that small departure from the main road. Everything will be all right. The faint buzzing, the vibration you hear without using your ears, is at the end of that path. It could be something you could bring back to camp. Something useful. And so you walk. Your steps, you notice, barely, from behind a buzzing haze, are slow, methodical, one foot in front of the other, stepping slow, one foot and then the other, again and again, forward, moving along a cleared path. You see there are other footsteps that have come this way, and some that have gone back returning. You know that wherever you are going, it is safe, and the same feet tread this way, that tread back from it. One foot in front of the other, and the faint buzz in the back of your head, a fluttering, moving, nimble, almost musical sound, drumming and droning like a marching melody, moving through mind and body, step after step, through the leaves, past the brush, sliding your feet sluggishly now, natural, normal, safe. At first, it's difficult to pick out just what is making the sound. In a clearing ahead of you, you see that there are many paths like the one you just went off on, but all of them terminate in this round, open space. Sunlight falls on a number of log seats, each of which has clearly been cut away a long time ago. They are worn. People must nap or sit here. On one of those log seats is a woman. Large breasts, a cute face, Her eyes are black and shining, seeming to protrude a little. On top of her head are antennae coming from a bushy mane of strawberry blonde hair. It falls to just above her shoulder. She looks at you, quirking her head to one side, and then you notice, behind her, are wings. They are translucent, but moving almost too quickly for your eye to see, and that's where the buzzing is coming from. You stare at them, this close to the sound of the buzz vibration in your brain. It's really the only thing traveling through. She stands up, big smile on her face. You notice that part of her abdomen curves out behind her. You notice, but it's of no real immediate concern. She has long legs, some black shining material, chitin, all over them. She has small feet, and she daintily picks her way across the ground, swishing her hips. She is completely nude, and you do see, between her legs, her revealed lips. You notice pointed nipples on those upright, pert breasts. What you thought was a corset before is dark chitin around her midsection as well. And she has four arms. This is one of the bee girls that inhabits the forest. You don't really know how you know. You're not sure that all of these traits are present on all of them. But when she beckons you with one finger, you unthinkingly move closer, closer. The part of her abdomen behind her is apparently quite agile. She actually floats off the ground and it curves up under her. When you're within a foot, you barely see the stinger. You feel a moment's pinch and then pleasure. Pleasure. Buzzing. Pleasure. All-consuming. Pleasure. From the back of your brain, from the point on your arm where the rear portion of her lightly touched you. Pleasure, pleasure. Two arms on your shoulders, the other two sliding down to move your comfortable clothing out of the way. Pleasure, pleasure. Heat between your legs, heat. Spreading, your butt is clenching over and over, heat, spasms, shivers, some kind of paroxysmic reaction, your butt clenching, clenching, relax, clench, clench, relax, little shivers, a reaction to whatever she stuck you with. She smiles, there are no words, she grips your shoulders. She pushes you lightly onto a bed of very soft leaves, hands and knees. When she slides your clothes off, she lifts one of your legs, hands and knees. You feel the buzz. Her wings are still going. Warm, buzzing, warm, all-consuming, warm and good. Her hands are gentle. And many hands, too, are always on your shoulders, rubbing your shoulders, massaging, helping you to relax. The other two are stripping you with practiced efficiency. Her body is quite warm, partly insectoid though she may be. When she leans over you and her breasts press into your back, she's only removing your pants, it seems. She presses her breasts through your shirt and the heat of them radiates into you. Her nipples are pointed. She has a little difficulty getting the pants off one of your legs, and that leg brushes between her thighs when she gives a good tug, and right before your pants come off, you feel your leg press against her wet sex. She's so incredibly, drippingly aroused. You feel the same buzz in your brain. Her venom in your system. Pleasure, pleasure. And now with you on hands and knees, She ignores between your legs, but that's fine. The venom's turning you on enough, and little shivers coming from your belly, your midsection, your mind, are making you more than satisfied. Instead, it's your ass she begins to play with. The part of you that's been clenching, clenching, relaxing, clenching, clenching, relaxing in a particular rhythm since she stung you. A rhythm that seems to have undercurrents in the very buzzing that brought you here. The hypnotic, slow, melodic, beating thrum. Despite the speed with which her wings move, the melody seems leisurely, warm, good. When she presses her chest against your back and rubs the nipples around, she leans forward, putting her weight on you. You're on hands and knees, and she's only light, plus the wings are helping levitate her. But you can still feel her heartbeat, a thump, thump, matching the undercurrent beneath the rapid beating, the buzz, the drone, the pulse of your heart and of hers. And now, slowly, you can feel that extended portion of her abdomen behind, the thorax region that her stinger was on. Feel it changing, shifting. She slides away, dragging her breasts down your back, a warm, bouncy, yielding movement. And then she kisses along your lower back. Kisses her way down. Two of her fingers are teasing your rear entrance. There's something on them. Something slick and sticky, but viscous enough. And yet, when she moves her fingers, they are lubricated. They do slide in and out. The feeling. Your ass is clenching in time with that buzz. Her wings have slowed down, but the beat of it is in you now. And so is her venom. Throbbing, pulsing, pumping. She slides two fingers in your ass, slow, well lubricated. The scent of her honey fills the air. She brings another of her four hands around. There's honey on it, taken from somewhere else. She must be producing it or carrying it. This she offers to you to eat while still lubing you up back there with her other hand. The scent, the taste of the honey on her palm. Your tongue has already extended, already tasted it, and the heat inside you grows. Instead of the passive arousal from before, the faint feeling that you should just do. This is a desperate hunger. You lick, you suck on one of her dainty fingers, pulling it in your mouth. You rock your body forward and back, seeking stimulation on her fingers. It's not quite enough. Drumming in your brain is the awareness you need more, something more. The hunger for honey. You lick and lap at her fingers and she provides more. She drizzles it on to your chin, your lips. You suck it up, your brain buzzing with heat. There's a clarity there, a purity under it all, but you need more. Especially while that venom's in you, some binary reaction between the two. The fact that she's working fingers in and out of your ass, that you can hear the slick sliding, something. One of her other hands is lubricating something. One tormenting your ass, adding more of her lube to it. Another hand offering you that honey that you lap up. A third gripping your shoulder, and the fourth out of sight somewhere, lubricating something, stroking something. She speaks then, and her voice is like the honey that you're lapping up, sweet, and you want it inside of you. Now, I'm just gonna deposit my eggs, that's what I do for the hive. I'm glad you played along, lots of people come here. I'll give you something when we're done, I'll give you some of my honey. Yes. She keeps letting you lick little bits off her hand, but the idea of some to take home sounds divine. What was that she mentioned about her eggs? The slick sound. Her hand moving over whatever that long object was, it stopped. Two of her fingers are inside you, slowly spreading your hole, working around it, massaging, pushing against the outer ring of muscle, just lightly stretching and softening it. The venom throbbing through you makes you want to relax and let her. The honey you keep licking off her hand makes your eyes roll back as twitches find their way into you, an arousal, deep and strong. Staying right where you are on hands and knees is the right thing to do. Rolling your hips up a little, putting your face down so she has to reach even further, leaning over you so you can keep licking honey off her hand. And then you feel the tip of something, something long and slightly thin, pushing against your rear entrance. It's a little thicker than her two fingers. It's lubricated very well, so well, that when your relaxed ass rolls back against it, because yes, you're rolling your hips in the air, thrusting at the air, your butthole squeezes around the tip of her ovipositor. She explains that's what it is, but her actual words are lost because the buzz is still in your head, the venom is in your system, the honey is interacting with it, she's sliding in, the tip of her spreads you out, slipping into your ass. There are places deep inside of your hole that feel wonderful pleasure as a few inches of her ovipositor slides in. She's filling you up, you're squeezing your ass around it. There's a strange, bulbous feeling to it, to that dark, well-lubricated organ slipping into your ass. It's like it's got little bumps all over, and they just send you into a wonderfully pleasurable rhythm. You move your hips forward, sliding off of her ovipositor, back onto it. It seems to tremble in you. You feel a heartbeat through it. It's part of her. It's filling you. And her little gasps, her little pants, the cute way that her sweated hair is falling against the nape of your neck as she leans over your body, mounting you, hovering above you. The way it all works makes you roll your hips, welcoming her inside, getting your butt accustomed to that protruding organ in, filling. Teasing, because she rolls her hips. She can't help it now. She's caught in the rut like you. You hear her panting. It always feels so good. She tells you just how much she loves filling your ass, how much she loves sliding that part of her in. And then you feel it start to rumble, vibrating, buzzing deep in your ass. I'm almost there, almost ready. Her whole body's undulating. The part of her rear, her thorax, it's pressing against you. The part of her that curves against you is rumbling and vibrating too. Her arms are holding on to you, wrapping around, strapped across your chest. She's squeezing right against you. The ovipositor works in and out, in and out. You can tell it's an instinctive thrusting on her part. Just like bucking your butt back to meet it is for you, with so much honey and venom in you. In and out, filling you up, emptying you out, but always the tip stays inside, which is good, because the whole thing is starting to swell a little, stretching that ring of muscle, making your ass really feel her presence. Her breasts are pressed to your back, she's desperately clinging to you, an instinctive moaning way. She's drooling down one of your shoulders, her hair's matted and pressed to you. She's grunting and sweating, you can feel her abdominal muscles clench tight, and whatever it is that's making that ovipositor swell, you can feel it making her pussy drip right onto your back. The fluids are running down and joining the lubricating honey over your butt. She's stopped feeding it to you, but it doesn't matter. You've basically got a belly full of her drugged, mindless, wonderful, pleasurable influence. You feel her atop you, moving the ovipositor in and out. She's barely any weight at all. But the curves of her body, the unique feeling of her skin, yes, 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 she's giving in to that pleasure just like you are, your ass being slowly fucked. The eggs are coming, she says it with desperation, and then you feel that ovipositor, that long, thin tube begin to swell, as wide as three of her fingers, maybe four now, if they were in you, but instead it's a part of her, and when your ass squeezes on it, she yelps and bucks into you harder, deep inside your ass. Something hot begins to squirt out of it. These must be the eggs she mentioned, hot, dripping, spurting. Her honey's there too, you know, because it hits the membranes and gets absorbed into you. She's coming, you can tell. Her belly seems to be shrinking a little, getting tauter, tighter, hotter. She's pushed deep inside you, moaning, nibbling, and licking your ear. Thank you, thank you. Thanking you for accepting her cargo of eggs. She's been carrying them around inside, and now you're full of them, and honey too, filling your ass, squirting deep into you, hot tides of pleasure, and as the honey seeps into you, your eyes roll back, climax, orgasm, arriving, filling, linking your brain to it, so when she oviposits you, when she deposits that long wave of her eggs and honey inside your ass, you squeeze around the ovipositor, milking with your internal muscles, because you can't help it, an assgasm, your butt just squeezing and milking, and you know it's because those chemicals merging in your body are teaching you that when she deposits those eggs, it feels incredible, physiologically. It's just orgasm, orgasm, mind numbing, squeezing around her ovipositor, taking her cargo, feeling your belly swell a little, feeling your body squeeze back against her, welcoming her, letting her fill you and your eyes roll back, letting her use you. You know there's some element beyond merely the physical, because something's faintly growing in your mind, a sense of obligation, of joy. You grip your own belly as she floods you with her honey and her egg cargo, a gift from the queen she mentioned. She squeezes deep inside you, pushing the ovipositor far as it'll go. She's against you now, rubbing her hips on you. You can tell she'd be masturbating if she weren't too busy barely holding on amid the bucking frenzy of instinctual satisfaction. When you look over your shoulder at her face, her tongue is hanging out, her eyes have gone dim. She looks quite silly, but she's really getting off. You know, because of how badly she's begging you to keep squeezing your ass around it and milking her dry until all she can do is empty out just honey into you. Every single bit of her is spent. She's slipping off you, leaving you face down, your mouth hanging open, a reverie overtaking you. You feel full, so full, stuffed, deep, hot, still coming, still little shocks, still little shivers, her hovering nearby, her pushing your clothes closer, even folding them, humming and buzzing, a merry tune. As she slowly walks back to the perch she was seated on and watches you laying there, a puddle of your own sexual fluids, her honey filling your ass, your entire body shivering at the memory of her sting, of her feeding you bits of that sweetness, of her control above you, pinning you down, the way she came, and how sweet it was when she yelped and gasped and let you really get into it. Your ass is still pushing back against the empty air where her ovipositor used to be. You can hear her cleaning it off with a cloth from a little picnic basket on the stump she was seated on. She's humming, and eventually she takes a jar of honey out of the basket, places it nearby, near to your hand. Turning would be impossible. Spent, sweaty, blank, empty-headed you, still twitching, that cargo of her eggs and honey in you is going to make moving quite difficult, and whatever enchantment is on them is telling you to rub your belly and feel pleasure, to squeeze your ass and feel pleasure, to visit her again sometime and feel the pleasure of being filled up, wanting it, that craving enmeshed, and that's okay, comfortable, warm, relaxing, her honey deep inside you in every way, the buzz and beat of her wings, even though you can hear it moving away, hear her leaving, going back home, still humming happily, occasionally moaning or twitching, as some remnant of the sensation you gave her ovipositor sneaks into her brain. You can still hear the melody and the buzz, and you'll certainly remember this path as you collect your clothes and the honey she left for you and your wits, and slowly, groaningly realize that even though she made you come from fucking your ass with her ovipositor, you are still aroused in other places, You're definitely gonna have to masturbate when you get back to camp. And you're reasonably sure that honeyed dreams will haunt that fantasy session until climax helps you to sleep later. And that you'll be back.